Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As one who is always keeping an eye on his waistline, I find myself eating more salads than usual this summer. Now, I can do something as simple as an iceberg lettuce with a dollop of Thousand Island dressing or something as complex as a salad niçoise. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, the one undeniable thing about salads is there's a near infinite number of permutations that we can choose from.
Right. And it's definitely a summer thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big salad guy in the winter because you just can't get that great produce, and that's really what drives a great salad.
Yes.
The other thing that's important, though, is the whatever you're going to dress this salad with. And I think it's the biggest sort of faux pas of even restaurants these days of making vinaigrettes that are not completely emulsified.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're broken, and you get an oily, slimy salad. And the idea of vinaigrette is this emulsification, which gives you a creamy texture, even though there's no cream involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's done right, it's ethereal. When it's not done right, it's tragic.
Emulsifying means completely blending.
Yeah, getting these two things to stay together, basically the oil and the vinegar. I mean, when you get a bottle of Italian salad dressing, they're kind of separate, and you shake it as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And they might seem like they're together for a brief moment, but they're really not.
Mm-hmm.
But like a good emulsified salad dressing, a vinaigrette, there you can't tell that there's two phases in there.
Nice.
It's just completely mingled together. And there's great emulsifying agents. Mustard is a very good one. It helps things stick together. Egg yolks, that's how we make things like Caesar salad dressing.
No
and those
kidding.
Things. So, you know, Caesar salad, what a creamy salad dressing, right? But there's no cream in it. It's because of the way it's emulsified. And if you do that right, your salad really will be great.
Give us a few of your favorite recipes.
Well, I mean, I love taking the sweet things and putting them into the savory world.
Mm-hmm.
Like taking peaches and making like a honey mustard vinaigrette and pickling red onion. And doing a peach pickled red onion feta cheese salad with this honey mustard vinaigrette.
Ooh, nice.
And throw in some crushed red pepper. Give it some heat.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really fun salad to enjoy.
And pickling is so easy and so quick.
Yeah. I mean, these are, again, things with all this produce around you can do and keep in the fridge for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You make a good batch. Like, I love pickled red onions. I think they go great on all sorts of things.
Yep.
Including watermelon.
I never thought of that.
It's another great salad is watermelon with olives. So the sweet of the watermelon really loves the salty of the olives.
Uh-huh.
And the sour from the pickled red onions. And again, something creamy like ricotta mixed into that makes, and it's just an incredibly delicious salad.
So think in contrasts.
Yeah, I think so, because you've got so much going on in the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're losing our ability to get some really good greens right now because it's getting hot. So
mm-hmm.
we have to think of salads more in the vegetable world. A great one is zucchini with the spiralizer thing that everybody's
fired
up about, right? You sort of now turn these different, there's so many different squash at the market. We weren't talking about that. You start turning them into threads and you can basically make a pasta salad-esque dish this zucchini. So anything that you do with pasta salad, you can do with these vegetables.
Yeah, they look like long, thin noodles.
Yeah.
They're great.
One of the ones I think is great is I make like this gazpacho pasta salad. It's basically all the stuff in gazpacho as the dressing, you know, the ground, you know, in the blender, tomatoes, cucumbers, cumin, olive oil, red wine vinegar, and then all the things you might want to put in there, you know, mixed in like red onions, red peppers, olives, green onions, all those things. And it makes an incredibly very healthy, by the way, salad.
That's right. And watch the weight melt away.
Yeah.
Jerry, let's put some of these recipes on our website.
We certainly will.
And people can go try them for themselves.
Enjoy
it's
eating
just a
lighter,
lot of fun.
Like in the summer when it's hot. It's perfect.
That's right. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.